previously on Gamer's Table Victoriana. Last time, the heroes were closing in on the whereabouts of Penny Austin. After the ambush at Battersea Park, they convinced Ivan, after he essentially just gave up to his fate, Ivan then led them to East Limehouse to an abandoned storehouse. Once you got there, the group split up. Reggie went to scale the wall, to get up to the fire escape, to try and get up to the third floor, while the rest went in through the front door with Ivan. It was slow going with Ivan because, of course, he only has one leg. So by the time the main group makes it to the back of the storehouse to the staircase, Reginald had already made it up to the third floor. Failing to see anything on the inside, Reginald got closer to one of the windows to peer inside, and the window opened. Where we left off, Reginald was being surprised by whoever opened the window, the rest of the group making their way up the stairs, and Vijay decides to cast a spell on himself to increase his armor called Steely Skin. Hello and welcome to Gamer's Table, a podcast discussion of tabletop role-playing games, war games, movies, books, and various other game-related topics. Be warned, this show contains some explicit material that may not be suitable for all audiences. Welcome to Gamer's Table. My name is Eric.
This is Mike.
This is Dan.
This is Jason.
And I'm Sean.
Steely Skin. Let's look that one up.
Steely Dan?
Yes.
You can stab him with their steely knives. But you still can't kill a beast.
That's what they say in Shadowrun.
Do they?
Steely Skin.
The beast is a wuss.
Okay. Huh? Go ahead and roll your thaumaturgy. This is going to cost you 4 pips, Mike. You got enough?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, save some pips. I'm about to get hurt again.
I'll learn it, and I'll cast it on you.
Okay. Steal a spell book quick.
Any minuses?
It's a, let's see, the cost, oof, action cost. 5 Jeez. Black.
That's the same as last time.
Crap. Five dice max, or 10 dice max.
What's the fate pool again?
Fate pool. I'm glad you mentioned that because no one's used it as of yet.
Because I think I'm going to use it on these encounters.
You can use the individual pips to add to your roll.
Okay.
So let's say you. Let's say you add a success. Okay, so let's say you roll and you, like, he failed by 1. Oh. Right?
No, that's what I was like.
You could use a pip from your fate to make it a flat out so you didn't botch.
Can I do that?
You can.
I'd rather do that.
Okay, then we will amend it, and what we'll say is they didn't get the drop on you. You're looking, you don't see anything, and then you see some motion, and as somebody's opening up the window, we'll roll initiative.
Okay. I'll go ahead and cross one off then.
Now there is there's fate points, and then there's the other thing on there.
Mike's
there's experience points and ranking points.
No, it's no.
I don't have anything in that section.
Okay, each individual pip is called a fate point.
Okay.
Okay, but if you have a full dice, that's called a script dice.
Oh, I've got 2 of those.
And you can burn a whole script dice, so a whole single dice instead of getting 1 pip.
Yeah.
You're burning 6 pips. You can actually affect something in the game and change something that you don't that you know you're essentially burning a whole bunch of points to change, like say you totally miss something, you can say, all right, I'm just going to burn a script dice and change the fate of this, or I'm going to critically succeed at this one thing.
Do fate points refresh, or do they burn permanently?
You burn them. I'm almost positive that's the case.
Okay, that's all right. We don't need to. I mean, it's going to be a while before we come back to this, so.
Fate points can be added to any dice roll to add 1 definite success to the result.
Only 1, though.
Yes. You can use fate points to reduce the damage you take from an attack.
Nice.
You can also use it to gain a success on a 4-2 plus resolve to stay conscious. Scripting dice, you can use a scripting dice to re-roll an entire action. Or when you die, you can use it to save yourself from death.
A whole script to save from death. Excellent. 2 full scripts.
And I just
all right, Steely Skin, Mike. Okay, spell weaves an invisible shroud of magical energy about the recipient. You needed 4 successes.
Got it.
Granting an armor value of 4, which adds to any other armor worn.
Nice.
Wow.
So now Mike is...
now you're an armored pacifist. Great.
Looks like Silver Surfer.
And you can... This is a touch spell. You can cast it on other people.
Oh, okay. What's your armor... Laszlo?
Do you have
mine's
enough
4
pips for that?
I could do it one more time. Then I'm done.
You better hold on to your heal.
Yeah, wait for the heals.
He doesn't have heal. He would have no heals left.
Ring.
You hear a slight tinkling noise from behind. You look back, and VJ's finishing up a spell.
Oh, VJ.
And then runs up the stairs to catch up with you because you had to be motionless to do that.
I would have put it on you, but I had to heal our short friend.
Yeah, I know. We need better friends.
So anyway, you make it up to the second story, and Ivan opens up the door, and inside you see now this is like a proper storeroom. There's boxes and things like that. And moving about in this room, you see people like stacking things, maybe getting some things out of boxes and things like that. Ivan opens up the door and starts to walk through, and it's dark in here. So they're working in the dark.
Huh? Not humans.
Wow.
So they turn, and you can see them through, you know, there's still light coming in from the windows, and they turn in the darkness and look, and that's when they start moving towards you.
Good job, Sean.
We will roll initiative for everyone.
I'm just going to pick up a box and yell, special delivery.
Hey, you guys.
That'll work. I have bull.
Yeah, that'll work.
I'm delivering this gun.
I'm delivering these bullets, see? Straight into your cranium. Give me that shooter.
Ooh, that's not pretty.
Dim room. Getting tired.
Is that Mike speaking or VJ?
Both.
Okay, anybody have enhanced vision or anything like that?
That's...
You know, I was looking over and I figured I would have, but I can't find anything.
Tiger eyes. That's a rock.
I'll give it to you, Mike. It makes sense.
Peace, man.
I'm a halfling.
Doesn't matter.
I have a clockwork hand. Yeah, it's got a magnifying glass on it, right?
But does it have a flashlight on it? No.
Yes, it does.
I have perception.
Of course it does.
It has a gas light on it.
Sean, grab three black. Jason, grab three black.
I don't like the black ones.
Dan, grab three black.
What is this for?
I'm still looking.
Because it's dark.
Okay.
And you're rolling black dice and comparing it to your initiative.
Oh,
damn it.
Maybe now I should have cast that gaslight spell now.
Aha, no successes.
Sixes don't explode with black dice.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's one black die versus my two.
So subtract number of black successes to your regular successes, and what'd you get on initiative? None. Mike, you didn't have to roll it.
One.
One. Dan.
Same.
One. Jason. One.
You want to know how many successes? Four. Yeah.
Including so the blacks didn't get in?
No.
So you got four? Okay. Yep. Now, here's what would have happened. If you would have rolled more black successes than regular successes, you don't go this round.
Nice.
Oh, I was going to say you have a chance to shoot your buddy.
Well, no. It's the darkness, the three black are going to be on every action until you can see.
Nice. That sucks.
So this is what's going on. The mindless creatures that are doing the stacking and stuff go at the same time as Mike, Dan, and Jason. Jason, the thing that opened the window, the reason it didn't surprise you, goes before you.
Great.
So you have to announce your intention.
Superman through the window.
So you are within hand-to-hand range of this whatever it is. It's in the dark. You're standing outside.
And I can't see what it is.
It's a man-sized creature. It's not huge.
You went in the window?
No, I was climbing past the window and stopped to look inside. Do I?
Keep climbing.
That's what I was going to do.
So you intend to just keep going?
Yeah, I'll just keep going up.
Okay. Now, if you do not engage something and it engages you, you get no defense.
Jeez.
So it's something there. If it chooses to attack you and you choose to ignore it, you get no defense.
Okay. Window in or out?
Window up.
Window up.
Yeah.
I will slam the window shut.
Your intention is to grab the window and slam it shut.
Yeah. Okay. On him, I'm assuming he'll come out at me. So I'll... Boom! Slam the window. Okay.
You know he's going to shoot you through the glass.
And this is how I'll do it. I'll grab the window and slam it shut using my body weight, and then drop to the ground. How high up am I?
You're three stories up.
I didn't think I made it all the way. I thought you said I was climbing up, and I stopped looking.
You climbed up to the fire escape on the second floor, and then it took them forever to get up to the second floor because Ivan is so slow. So you went all the way up to the third floor by the time they got to the second.
Okay.
So you're one floor ahead.
I'll just slam the window shut.
Your intention is to slam the window shut. Mike, what is your intention?
Well, I think I'm going to have my umbrella out.
Okay.
And I'm going to use it defensively, so just staying by Beckford.
Trying to block things with it.
Yeah.
Hey now, steady.
Dude.
Umbrella. Dan, what's your intention?
Okay, so
the things coming towards you are, their intention is to grab you. Right. They're going to try and grab you. There is four of them.
Well, I'm going to try this on for size. So I've got my rifle. How, dudes, we said over 7 foot tall, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Shoot, dude.
No.
Dude, he is not a threat right now.
No.
I'm going to just, we'll try this on for size. I'm going to say, I gave you your new life. Now drop to one knee. I'm your master now. I'll see what kind of reaction I get out of it.
All right, so you're going to try.
And then if
you,
he does.
So are you intimidating or you're charming?
I guess that would be more of a charm.
Okay.
And no, then my intention.
I wouldn't charm that son of a bitch. I'd bull him. No, not bull him.
No.
I think that should be an intimidate.
I'm not trying to intimidate him. I'm stating, I believe, you know, we have a new status quo, and it is, I am your master.
Okay.
Because so I gave you.
You say you spared his life, so he owes you.
Right. Okay. So if he does drop, what I'm going to do is I'm going to use his shoulder.
Well, it's going to take you around to do that.
Right.
So it's your intention.
I mean, the long
your
the
intention
long
is
play
just
is,
to try and get him into see it your way.
Right. Well, and if he does drop to down to his knee, I'm going to use his shoulder to steady my rifle on.
All right. Okay. Well, this is the guy's, like I said, the guy's coming.
The whole time keeping him in between me and everything else.
Okay. The intention, like I said, of the four creatures coming towards you is to grab at you. They will be grabbing at Ivan because you are in between. He is in between you, the major, and them. But the other two are going to be grabbed at. So, Mike, you're parrying, trying to defend away with your umbrella, trying to keep these things from grabbing you. Sean, you won initiative, so you're going to get two extra dice for your action. But the other intention. So these guys were focusing on these creatures kind of lumbering towards them. What you see is that from behind a box, something is scampering up over the box and is intending to pounce.
No.
And you spot it before they can act. So its intention is to spring onto...
That changes my action.
Well, you haven't announced your action.
I know.
It's coming up behind the major, and it looks like it's going to pounce onto the major.
It's his pet monkey.
Now,
leave it alone.
No, it's man-sized. So it's your turn. It's your turn to announce your action and your turn to go.
Yeah, I was going to draw a sword, but I can't do much good on that with a sword, so I'm going to draw my pistol and shoot at that.
Okay.
Is yelling at the major now a simple action where I could do that as I draw my pistol?
Yeah. Okay. Now, here's the thing. You get one action. You already have your sword out because that's what you're walking with. Unless what we need to clarify is the way rounds work is you get one action.
Mm-hmm.
It's you move or you do something. So if you say, I draw my sword, that's your action for the round. We can kind of circumvent that and say you're going into a hostile environment. You probably would have a weapon in your hand.
Okay.
So what weapon would that have been?
My cane, my sword.
Your sword. Okay. So you can drop the sword and pull your gun, but that would be your action. Or you can use the sword and swipe at this thing before it pounces on the major.
I'll do that.
Okay. So then that's kind of something that we didn't really go over.
Major, look out.
You get one action. So drawing a weapon is that action. Right. And that kind of would that'll slow
the combat. Well, because these rounds are super fast.
3 or 4 seconds, something like that. It's not very long.
Right.
But it's intentional to be a kind of a back and forth, especially with hand to hand. You're rolling on their attacks and stuff like that anyway.
Right. Yeah.
So
it's a fresh initiative every round.
Yeah. So here's the thing, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
You are slicing at him as he's already announced his intention to jump the major. Mm-hmm. He gets no defense against you.
Nice.
And it's your turn to act, sir.
Okay,
sword play.
I also have Assassin's Lore with +1 to blades.
Okay.
Is that already figured into the...
It figured into your damage.
Oh, into the damage.
It should be damage.
Okay. Well, the sword damage is what, 5?
Yes.
God, you're kidding me.
Nothing, nothing, nothing. There's, right there. I've already outdid the black dice, so. No.
So one success?
One success.
Well, you hit him. All right, so he's going to pounce. You say, look out, Major, or whatever you say.
Major, duck!
Okay.
I duck.
Major, duck! And you slice at this thing. So you get one automatic success because of your to hit. And then however much damage your sword does.
7.
7 dice.
Ooh, it's still exploding. Come on, baby. It's
still exploding.
No, 4.
4? Okay. All right, you hit it. You damaged it. It loses its attack.
Nice.
So you go, look out, Major.
Good man.
And you slice it. It falls onto the top of the box that it was getting ready to pounce from, and it looks like it has to redouble its efforts.
Hmm. Another abomination.
I'm sure.
Yes.
It's a whole warehouse full of them, thanks to you.
What?
Give Eric ideas.
On the fly, no less. All right.
So it loses its action. The one inside you,
what?
Inside. This fight just took a turn for the worse.
Deep inside Reggie.
The one fighting you.
Yes.
He is going to just try and grab you. So your intention is to slam the door or the window?
I don't think it's going to work.
Optimism.
So he grabs onto you, not doing any damage to you. He just grabs you. He's got a good hold of you. You don't lose your action because he's not...
Am I on a fire escape?
Yes.
Okay.
Next to act is Mike, Dan, Jason, and the slow movers.
When do you lose your action? When you take damage?
When you take damage.
Okay. Being hit, not necessarily then?
Right.
Okay. So we're going before those things?
Actually, you're going simultaneously.
Okay. Is there an action for just defense?
Defending actions... No. So essentially what you're doing is you're attempting to parry. What okay. We'll say is that you just will roll improvised weapon, I guess, seeing as though you're using your thing, and you're just trying to reduce it, the amount of successes he gets.
Okay.
To nothing, then that would successfully defend. Do you have swordplay?
No.
I didn't think so. You have improvised weapon?
No.
Okay. So...
It's the same thing, man.
Yes.
Do you fight with your claws? I mean, do you have any natural weapon ability?
He does have claws and a bite.
They do damage.
They do damage. He's not trying to damage.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, he would have a skill on how to use them, right? Or
no. He's never been trained to use them.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Even though it's a natural weapon of right. his.
Have you ever played with a ball of yarn, VJ? Come on.
So, what's your dexterity?
It's all catnip for one. This one.
One. So, you have this one dice.
A common skill.
It's a common skill, so you can use up to two. But you'll get black dice added, too.
Oh,
catnip okay. and saucers okay. of milk.
Take two of his
black dice. He's my partner. Come on, now.
Well, and you're just rolling your versus his attack on you. Luckily, these slow movers are not really
That's why he's good. Always tired, because you drop a couple drips of laudanum in his saucer of milk, don't you?
All right, so you ready?
Yep.
Okay. So zero.
Zero.
Zero net successes. He gets zero net successes. So you're like, you're just fending him off with your
umbrella.
Umbrella. Okay. So that's Mike, Dan.
Okay. Well, that was my action.
You tell him. Okay, go ahead and roll your charm.
Charm.
You don't get the black dice penalty because all you're doing is speaking
your name. I'm going to take two.
Okay.
Minus one. One success.
All right, you say, you know, I saved you from destruction and
Saved you from us.
Right. All right, he kind of looks over his shoulder a bit, and then he swipes at one of the creatures coming at you.
Fine job.
That's better than taking a knee.
Yeah, I just want to steady from a rifle.
No, I know. That's what you should have sent me in there with you for.
Do you want that rifle going off?
Could have
right
put
on top?
My tripod hat on, and sure. You could have set it right on top of my
just
head.
Just put like a bean bag on.
Sure,
your head.
Sure, yeah, that'll work.
Sure,
sandbag.
All right, so one of them's like coming towards you, and he stands there, and it kind of it's lumbering around him as he stands there, and he just grabs it by the back head and smashes it up against
a strong man
up against one of the corners of a crate, and just lets it drop. Now it's their turn. Okay, first one, we've already resolved yours, VJ. He killed the one, there was two on the major. One is reaching around him to get to you. I'm going to impose a 3 black dice penalty on it because it's trying to reach around someone else. So you can make your counterattack.
What would I use in this case? Would that be like using the butt of my rifle?
Improvised weapon.
Is that a general? Okay, yes it is.
Yes it is.
Yeah, it's not good for me. I can hear it. He just keeps rolling. Net one.
All right, it netted 5.
Juice.
So he reaches around and just smacks you. So you're looking at damage of 6.
I believe that's what my armor is, and it is.
Okay, so nothing.
Yes.
Boom! He just smacks you in the chest, and it staggered you for a second. You're like, wow, that a little bit harder, and that would have went through.
Through my chest.
Okay, so that was the two attacks on you, and we've got one on Laszlo. So make your counterattack.
Counterattack with
yes.
the sword?
Yes.
All right, and I don't get the plus two this time.
You can. Yes, it's still the same round. You you still get the plus two for essentially everything.
Oh, baby.
So VJ can see in the dark?
Yeah, he's a cat.
No successes on the black ones, and...
Man.
Six.
Net hot. Zero.
Oh.
So you get six automatic successes on your damage. You can roll your damage.
Ooh, baby.
That's big.
There's my damage. Oh. Come on, baby. Keep these sixes coming. Oh.
Two.
So eight?
Eight.
All right, so he swipes at you, and you just slash and just kind of go from collarbone into his chest and then... Give it a little flick, and he just falls over.
Oh, baby.
A little swish and flick.
Swish and flick.
So there's two of the mindless left.
I should have been using the sword more often.
Wiped out two of them.
It's much more.
These are probably just innocent men.
Okay.
They were.
Jason, you can shut the...
Abomination.
They're abominable snowmen.
we'll call that an improvised weapon.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Black dice yield nothing.
Okay.
Ooh, another six.
Three successes, sir.
Okay, he nets two. Like, you're trying to pull this down. He's trying to, like, wrestle you away from the window. You beat him with it, so you close it on to him. So it's essentially your strength damage, plus you got an automatic success.
Nice.
Two.
All right, he takes two damage.
Does he let me go?
Yeah. All you have to do on a grapple is hit him. So he lets you go. And we've got a new initiative.
All right.
Nice.
That's what I was waiting for. That was a terrible initiative I rolled last time. And that is this doesn't look a lot better.
Come on, dice. Stay hot.
Is that still with the three black penalty for the darkness?
I believe so.
Hey, Jay, you want to count mine up for me?
Yes. Three black dice penalty, gentlemen. For the darkness.
For initiative?
Yes.
All right, Jason, you want to go ahead and add these up?
That's right, you can do it. I trust you.
Oh, look at that.
It's like Sean's going again first.
He's like Grease Lightning.
And look, no successes. Oh, wait, yep.
Yes,
wait,
that's a success. One, it doesn't explode, though.
Okay, so minus one. Six successes.
Mike?
Zero.
No, that's
so you took one out.
Okay. Dan?
One. No, sorry, two.
Two. Jason?
Dos.
Sean?
Six.
Seis.
Seis.
So, yeah, Sean wins initiative. Two extra dice on your woo-hoo round there.
See, I believe we all watch Sesame Street.
Mike,
we know.
You're first.
Same thing.
Attention.
Thank you, Sesame Street.
Okay, you're defending.
Thank you, public television.
That's right. As well, you should.
Dan, Jason, and slow movers.
I don't like being lumped in.
We have to announce our intentions.
Yeah, the one just smacked you.
All right. Well, I'll bring my rifle to bear, I guess, point blank range.
So you're going to shoot him with your rifle?
In the chest, yeah.
Okay. Jason?
Draw my pistol.
Drawing your pistol. All right. And
it's time to end this.
You mean your pepper box.
That's what I meant.
Slow movers move at the same time, and there's two of them. The one on you and the one on VJ are engaging you hand-to-hand. Swifty McSwifterson.
Still with the sword play.
Yes. The one that was pouncing on...
Major?
The Major has decided to pounce on you.
Nice.
So... And then the one on the inside that's engaging with Reggie is going to swipe at you, Reggie, before you can get your gun out, is what it's intending to do. And now it is Laszlo's turn. Intention and action.
Any of them have their back to me?
Yes.
Ha ha ha.
Now, the faster moving one that's pouncing has announced its intention to attack you. So if you turn your attention to something else, you get no defense.
Okay. Well, attack
him. You've already slashed him once. Yeah,
let's hit him.
Okay. So you're going to attack him again?
Yep.
Okay. Going at it.
Okay.
Man, Sean is hot tonight.
Four. And no black dice success.
Four successes with no blacks. Okay. He netted one. So take away one of your successes. And add three to your damage after you roll your damage.
Add three, yeah.
Yeah, so what is it, seven?
Yeah.
And so seven, however many successes, plus three.
Six. You got three.
Yeah.
Plus three, six.
Six.
Six. All right, so yeah, you slice him real good this time. And he recoils from your attack, cannot attack you.
Yes.
Succeeding really turns the tables.
Yeah.
All right, so
that's a strong dude to take that many already.
Yeah. And now it's the one on you, Jason. He is swiping at you with his claw.
After I shut the window?
Yeah, you shut it on him.
Oh, okay.
So he's kind of pinned, so he's just taking a swipe. I'm going to give him a three black dice because he's pinned.
Did you see the
news? Are we simultaneous, or?
He goes before you.
He beat me in initiative?
Yeah, he got a three.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you see, Eric, the new source book for Victoriana?
Yeah, it's coming out.
Jewel of India.
Oh, no, I've got that.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the new one then?
The new one is, it's another, it's like a all steampunk, more steampunk stuff.
Huh.
Yeah. No, that's where I got VJ's stuff from, was Jewel of India.
Oh.
I got it just recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw it on their website.
How many successes did you get, sir?
He got Doritos for successes.
Ah.
For what?
He's attacking you hand to hand. You get
contested.
It's contested.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do I roll?
Are you attacking with your fist? Or are you attacking with... You're pulling your weapon. You can use it to swat him with, I guess. So improvised weapon.
So I can't shoot it?
No.
Okay. Yeah, improvised weapon then.
Okay. Roll up your improvised weapon.
How many?
Two. How many did you take?
Well, I can only take two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, two. I've got.
Well, if you only take one, you only get one black dice.
No, I took two.
Okay, then take two black dice.
Oh my God! You gotta be freaking kidding me,
dear.
Two successes.
So two, which takes away two of his. So he hits you with four.
Oh.
Hits me with four.
Yeah. So damage wise,
what's your armor?
I have a light coat.
It's four.
He's still got to roll his damage.
No, I know he hasn't done his damage.
He gets four plus. He does seven. What's your armor?
Four.
So you take three pips.
I just healed that.
And so he claws you. His claws rip into your flesh. And now he's like really up. It's up near your neck. And you smell this like putrid stench coming from his skin.
Okay. Apparently, I have more pips than I thought I did. I just realized that the bro blow has two more pips on it.
Oh. Okay. So that's those two. And so now it is Dan, Jason, and the slow movers.
Do I still get to go?
No, he damaged you. So no. You pulled your weapon, though. That's essentially what you did. Okay. So Dan and the slow movers.
Okay, do we need a roll off or?
You're shooting, right?
Yeah.
You don't. The shooting is not. Well, it's. No, he's point blank.
Because we're Simo.
Yes, yes. So you're shooting and he's attacking with his hands. It's not a fair fight.
Okay.
No, you roll. You roll.
Okay.
And whoever gets more successes wins. The other one loses out.
You want to re-roll initiative for the roll off?
It doesn't go that way. It's simultaneous.
Okay.
I don't have that many.
I netted two successes. So beat two successes with your shot, sir.
Oh, dear.
Whoa. Yikes.
Seven.
Take away two.
Five.
So you do five damage, automatic damage, plus whatever your rifle does.
Let's see here. 14, and I'm at a times two because it's my trusty rifle. It's
times two to your successes.
So okay, so I had five successes, so that's 10 success. Times two to the number of damage successes. Okay, so...
And then five's added to that.
And
yeah, it's a lot less than we thought it was.
And you say 10...
rule of 10?
10, yeah. So that's four automatic successes.
Okay.
Two automatic successes, because it was 14 dice.
Okay, so two automatic successes.
So that's five times two is 10.
10 damage?
Yes.
All right, so yeah. You turn your weapon on it, and it swiped at you, it hit you, made you take a step back, and you go... Boom! So yes, you blast it, and it just blows a big hole right through the middle of it. It carries it 10 feet away, skidding to a stop. Okay, so now really the only one left is the one fighting VJ. Well, you're upstairs. Well, and the one, the fast mover is fighting.
Say, I killed him?
No, no. Oh. Of the slow movers, there's only one left. And it's attacking VJ. So go ahead, VJ, make your roll again. He netted two successes. Nothing? All right. So he smacks you.
How dare you?
3 damage. What's your armor?
8.
Yes. So he goes, pink! Okay.
What an affront.
And now, Mike, you're just doing what you do. Okay. All right.
I finally placed what you're doing. It's from Last Crusade, right? Sean Connery does that, isn't that, isn't
yes,
that right?
Okay. Yes, he does.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out this whole time.
The seagulls.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Go after the plane by opening his opening and closing his umbrella.
He definitely wasn't jacking a shell into a shotgun.
It's true.
Or out, as the case may be.
All right, new initiative.
Fighting in the dark business is killing me, Eric.
The black dice happens.
What happens when you fight in the
dark? I'm a halfling.
I know it.
Hey, Jay. Yeah. No black
successes. Shut up. It's a net of 4, actually. 4.
Hey, Jason, count those up.
Jason.
0.
I mean, look.
Sean.
Yes. Says. This is so much like Shadowrun.
And only 5 this time.
Oh.
Only 5. Sean wins initiative. You get 2 extra dice to your
He's also conveniently not rolling any black dice either.
You forget to roll
No, there. I rolled those. I rolled all 3.
Sure, Sean.
I did.
All right. Jason and Fast Movers. Announce their intentions. So you and the thing clawing you move simultaneously.
I'm going to shoot him.
You're going to shoot him. He's going to claw you again. So. All right.
Advantage pistol.
Mike, you and the slow mover that's fighting you go simultaneously.
Did you take out yours?
Yes, sir.
All right. Although you've already shot, so.
Doesn't matter.
And Sean, you're still fighting yours?
That's a yes.
Hey, Eric, can I burn a fate pool to have one more success?
Oh, you want to burn a fate point for a success in your
initiative?
Yeah.
I'll do that.
So you have 1. Your initiative is 1, which moves before the guy who's attacking you.
Right.
Remember, I handed it to you.
Oh, so I thought my.
All right. So, VJ, are you doing anything?
What was the layout of the thing again? Boxes everywhere?
Yeah, think of a warehouse with boxes.
I'm going to try to shove. With shoving me? Against pacifists?
No, no.
Yeah, I'll try to push them towards the boxes.
Just pushing them away? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I still think a pacifist can defend themselves.
Yes, right.
Yeah. I was trying to think of tripping and pushing.
Yeah, look at B.A. Baracus.
That's right.
Dan, your intention.
Okay, speaking free.
Yes.
Okay, well, I would
Unless you're trying to influence someone.
Well, I was going to ask Ivan to help VJ.
Okay. Tell him, you know, help my man.
Right. Now, would that be my whole action?
No, that's just, you know, Ivan, help VJ.
Okay, can I see what everything's going on? Like you say, this is all open air. Can I see what's going on?
No, with that's Reginald? Actually a floor above.
But, and there's a physical floor. Ceiling yes, there. Yes. Okay, so I will get ready. I'm going to shoulder my rifle and draw my cane sword.
Okay. Swing. That's fine. Sean, you're first.
Taking out dude.
All right, you're swinging at dude again. Okay.
Still the 3 black dice. Uh-huh. Oh, black dice hit me that time. Uh-oh. 1 success.
Ooh, he got 5.
Oh, dear.
Damn it.
So it's been nice working with you, Laszlo.
That's 4 plus.
Yeah, I'm tough.
Not this tough.
Yikes.
I was going to say, he's still rolling.
9.
Oh, dear.
9.
Yes, what's your armor?
4.
So you took 5 pips.
5. Okay, I'm still in the white.
So he goes, shing, and his claws, much like what happened to Reggie, these claws it just digs into your flesh. And now he's got a hand in your face, and he's scratched like your chin and your neck, and you smell this like chemical stink.
Not in a good way.
Very strong for a lot of damage. Sorry.
Formaldehyde.
Okay, so that was on your action, Sean. So you, essentially, you lost your action. Dan shoulders his rifle, draws the cane sword. Ching!
Is that, how many is still alive? Just that one guy?
That one and a slow mover that's on Mike.
Oh. Wasn't there something if you outnumber the opponent, then?
Yes, then he gets black dice.
But it's just still 1-on-1.
You and he are still 1-on-1.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Dan, you shoulder your weapon and pull your sword. Mike, Jason and the slow movers.
I'm going to shoot.
You're point blank, so all he gets is his dex.
Do I have to shoot all eight?
No, you can shoot one or all eight.
It's one or it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, however many you have loaded.
Right. Probably should have only loaded four.
I was going to say, at this rate, I mean, your RAF salary is not high enough to pay for all the ammo you're
going
for. No,
I know. I'm going to have to steal some ammo. Maybe off a dead cop.
He went from murderer to a thief.
Or from the PX would be better.
That would probably be better. I need to requisition some ammunition, please.
It's not standard issue.
It's not standard issue. What are you doing? I'm going to take two extra dice. I added two black. I need three because it's dark. So that is 12 dice. No sixes, though. So that's two successes.
A netted zero. So what's the damage of your weapon?
Eight.
Okay. So you get two successes. So it's two. It's eight dice damage.
Okay.
Plus two to however many successes you get.
Eight. Four.
You do four damage to him. Okay.
Wait. I did all eight. And only did four damage.
You did all eight barrels?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were shooting just one. Okay, so you got four successes. So that's 32 damage.
Okay.
Okay. And you need to make a...
it was a strength versus... You just knocked your... You just blew yourself off this fire escape.
It's a fortitude, yes. It's a fortitude plus firearms.
Oops.
Fortitude plus firearms.
Oh my
to
God.
Remain standing, and you need eight successes.
That would be hilarious if you blow yourself off the building. I will lose it.
Unfortunately, he's hanging on with the regular hand, not the clockwork.
I have three dice.
Better roll some sixes.
Roll some sixes.
And then after that, you need to roll more sixes.
And burn all your fate points.
Yeah, I think probably what I'll do is I'll end up burning a script.
Script die. To be hanging onto this fire escape,
or land in a wagon full of pillows. That would probably be better. I guess I'll give it a roll and see what happens.
Ooh,
that's a six. You think I can roll that seven more times?
Sure. Let the good times roll.
No.
Okay. So you're gonna burn a script die.
Well, what happens if I land?
Well falling damage.
You ain't a cat.
I'm just curious. Let's just see where that goes.
And you've been damaged.
Yeah, I have.
You're on the third story?
Which is like six stories for a halfling.
I think you're right, yes.
Thanks for helping out there, Mike.
It's all relative.
That's like six hobbit holes.
For every yard that you fall, you take two dice of damage.
And you're 10 yards up?
Three stories. Jumping from a ground floor window incurs no damage. Jumping from the first floor does six. From the second floor does 12. From the third floor does 18 dice damage.
You're dead.
Should I let him roll?
Well, of 10 gives me four automatic
successes. Four automatic successes.
Right.
That would
negate your armor, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And figure on at least two, so.
10.
And you're not in the black yet.
You want to just take it and see what happens?
I think you can take it.
I think you got it.
10 dice, ones and sixes.
Right.
Unless he rolls a bunch of sixes, though.
You can burn the script dice after the fact.
That's true. Let's do that. Go ahead.
Three.
Ooh, you got it.
And I'm still in the white.
So what happens is you pull the pepper box, you go, boom, and all you see is a cloud of smoke, and you feel yourself falling as rain is falling in your face, and splat.
Mud.
Right in the mud.
That's some Matrix shit.
So.
Yes, I am the one.
Yes, and you destroyed that dude.
One something.
You're the one in the puddle.
Okay, so.
So you guys hear from up in the the corner of the roof. So
well, there's Reginald.
You hear the rifle go pop, and then right after that is a boom of the pepper box, and you guys know exactly what that means. And so that means that Reginald is fighting something upstairs.
What? And if your hearing is still intact, you can also hear.
Damn it, we just lost Reginald.
They don't get any actions because they were damaged, so. Oh, wait, yes, you told Duke to swipe at one.
You would be a gentleman. Help out dear VJ.
All right, so he hits. That one wasn't expecting it, so he took it.
Took it like a trooper. Starship trooper.
Hey, now.
It's a snapper.
And he crushes it. So it you're going to try and push it, VJ, and he just reaches over and goes... And crushes it his good hand.
I turn my head.
Ew, gross.
It's an affront to your senses.
Okay. So, essentially, fight is over.
My guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's still alive. Yeah. That's right. That's
I didn't
right.
get attacked.
Well, for brevity's sake, what happens is you dispatched, Laszlo, you dispatched the last one, and Ivan leads you up to the third floor. The third floor is it's smoky because a pepper box just went off in here.
Started a fire.
But as you get up to the top...
Look out the window.
Ivan, as he opens the door, he says, I am here, master.
Uh-oh. Oh, you've forgotten I'm your master now.
He meant to say, we are here, master.
Correct.
We're here, master. Slowly, a lantern is turned up.
It's Penelope.
No. And you see Penelope strapped to a table. Uh-oh. There's machines all around her. Cables leading from her. There is a glass vat with a body inside of it.
Blah.
Of a man. There are cables and things attached to it, but the lamp was turned up by a person sitting next to Penelope in a rolling metal chair with their back to you in a doctor's lab coat. And a female voice says,
you have destroyed all of my creations.
Save one.
She turns around and you see that it is a human woman who has been hideously deformed by, you can only assume, is fire.
Dr. Psycho, I presume.
She looks at you all and says,
what is the meaning of this intrusion?
I believe, madam, you are under arrest.
She half of her face smiles. She's very much like Two-Face.
Ugh.
Half of her face smiles and she says,
I don't think so.
She says,
do you think that I would have let you get all the way here without a failsafe? I press this button.
And she indicates a large metal thing in her hand.
And we all die, Major.
Uh-oh.
And she puts her thumb on it.
He just lived three stories fall. Let's just jump.
Sure. She says,
let's just jump.
We only come from the girl.
She turns her head slightly and looks at the thing in the vat.
I will allow you to take the girl if you will leave us alone.
That is what we're here for.
Sure.
Yes.
I'm not there, so I can't say anything.
Because we can always come back. Let's save the girl.
On one condition, Ivan comes with us.
All right, she brow furrows a bit.
The guy who hates NPCs wants an NPC. Right, I like it.
She says,
so you plan to take my specimen and my creation?
But you get to live.
Left hand reaches over. She flips a switch, and Penelope jerks as these hooks that were attached to her recede.
It's very Hellraiser-ish.
Beach, grab her.
Pick her up.
She waves her hand.
Be gone with you.
Let's return the girl.
Right.
I got right, something
yeah,
I want to do.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Okay, I walk in the ground floor. I see all the carnage.
Yeah, well, second floor, yeah.
That's second floor.
Oh, second floor. Yeah. I immediately start looking for combustibles.
Oh, dear.
Okay. So there's a few lanterns.
They're lit?
No, they were off.
Okay.
Let's burn the house on our way out.
I was going to say, I just set the warehouse on fire.
You could. It's kind of horrible.
Getting out.
I wasn't there.
So VJ grabs the girl.
That's what that
turns and starts making. Out. So you're grabbing.
I mean, I'm out of ammo. I'm just looking for something
Reggie,
else.
You start to, you like grab a lantern. You're looking at it. It's full of oil. And you see VJ come walking down the stairs carrying the girl.
Did you get her, VJ? Let's the Major go. All right?
Let's go.
Laszlo okay? Everyone all right?
So you're coming down with VJ? Mm-hmm. Major, what are you doing? She's just staring at you.
Tip my hat. Another day.
She just watches you, and you see that... make a perception check.
Perception.
I do have a very high perception. I should have done that.
One.
Okay. So you're backing out. You tip your hat to her. Bid you good day, madam. She has her hand rested on her lap, and as you step through, you kind of look, and you see that the table that she's sitting at has a double-barrel shotgun strapped underneath it.
Oh, dear. Crap,
dibs on the gun. I'm just kidding.
What?
So, yeah, she was going to, if you were going to make a threatening move, she was going to shoot the double barrel and then push the button. God knows what would happen.
Boom.
You make your way out.
I'm gathering the lanterns, and right, I got one lit.
Okay.
Yeah, so I whispered him as we go by, burn the house.
All right, so
I'm waiting for the Major.
Major, you come walking out, you see Reginald holding one lit lamp and three
Major,
non-lit.
It'll be just like that village in Zimbabwe.
Lieutenant, as you were.
All right, I'll throw the unlit lanterns over my shoulder.
You want to burn the evidence?
Walk like a few feet away and then toss the other one over
no
my
one.
Shoulder.
No.
Whoosh. I got muddy again.
It will smoke her out.
I got muddy again. All right. So, yes, you carry the girl out to the carriage as you see fire starting to lick the inside of the building, and then you hear a guttural scream, a male scream.
Born into fire.
A male scream?
Yeah, that was what was in the
she was creating
back to tank, so to speak.
Epilogue.
Ah. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
You're back at the mages. This is 2 days later, and Sir Richard Austin shows up to the majors, and as you guys are kind of sitting there, the Austin comes in. And
so this would be Saturday afternoon.
Saturday right? afternoon. Right. He shows up, and...
I am well into my cup, sir.
He's he seems in much better spirits. Says, Winston, old man, I'm sorry I wasn't able to see you sooner, but I wanted to thank you again for what you've done.
I hope your dear sweet girl is all right.
Well,
she's been through a lot.
She doesn't remember much.
It's probably best.
I don't think she'll be sleeping well for a while. She seems to have had quite a trauma. We are calling for a doctor, a German doctor, that may be able to help. Again, thank you, old man. And I commend your crew. Even though you said it was a favor, I'm going to give them each a pound.
I hold my head high in it.
He says, no, I insist. I insist. Go out on the town for me.
Can I slip him a receipt for the bullets I used?
No. So, Winston, between you and me, what was that all about? Like I said, Penelope won't tell us anything. The man that was turned in, the halfling that was turned in.
Oh, actually, what I wanted to do with him. Okay, so he was the leader of like a band of, or in a family of toughs that were in a protection racket. Yeah,
he was a halfling gangbanger.
So, In a world where favors are more important, yeah. I'm going to exchange his freedom for protection.
So you're
going to
sign his bail warrant.
Right.
Okay.
And we now have protection by them.
Okay.
What do you mean? I killed them all. There ain't none left.
No, that's a big... No, you killed, like, toughs. He's the family. His family is okay. The protection racket.
Gotcha. Add Robin Merriweather to a contact for
right.
you.
Right. So, no, he asked that question, and I say...
He says, yes, the halfling that was brought in...
purely a pawn.
I see. Well, he won't be darkening my door anymore.
No, in fact, you'll never have to worry about him ever again.
Well, I appreciate that, old man.
Yes.
As he comes walking out of the bathroom.
Shaking his junk. So, anyway... So the halfling was behind all of it then?
Oh, no. He was merely a pawn.
So
in a greater game.
Is it a game that I should worry myself about?
Not a bit.
Your dwarven butler appears. He says...
Arthur. Right, I can't even remember what we named him.
It was Arthur.
Was it? Yes.
Arthur Pembroke.
That's right.
I'll make sure Brick gets his pound if you like.
I'm sure you will, Lieutenant.
So Arthur comes up and he says, a word with you, sir.
Say, excuse me.
He nods and he looks and says to the rest of you guys, so any chance I might win my pound back, as he sits down at the card table?
Well, of course.
Oh, no.
He says, pour the drinks, gentlemen. I'm feeling extraordinarily lucky.
Shuffle up and deal.
The last thing is, yes, Arthur pulls you aside. Sir, there was a message for you. Delivered by courier.
Yes.
Hands it to you. You open it up, and it says, all it says is...
Stay thirsty, my friend.
Stay thirsty, my friend. Yes. Roll credits.
No, it says...
Our game has just begun.
Oh, lives.
Dun, dun, dun.
Good.
Signed, Dr. Selena Ashbrook Cornell.
Follow us on Twitter. We're at Gamers Table.
Like us on Facebook.
Listen to us on iTunes.
Or on Stitcher.
Got a question you want read during the show? Send us an email at feedback@gamerstable.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 559-546-1231. Check out some other great shows affiliated with us at rpgcrosstalk.webs.com. You have been listening to Gamers Table, registered trademark SideTangent Productions. Visit us at gamerstable.com. Products and intellectual properties discussed during this podcast are properties of their respective owners. This production is for entertainment purposes only. Any commercial broadcast is prohibited without written consent from SideTangent Productions.